From early in the morning, nearly 1 million voters, both young and old, lined up at polling booths across East Timor, eager to elect their next president.
I want a president who loves the people and prioritizes the needs of the people according to the ideology of independence.
16 presidential hopefuls are vying for the ticket. Former resistance fighter and incumbent President Francisco Guterres, as well as former President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate José Ramos Horta, are seen as frontrunners.
We are truly a democratic country. We are truly a free country. The fact that we have 16 presidential candidates and that people are participating, they have been participating so enthusiastically over the last few weeks in the many political campaigns, it shows the incredible vitality of our democracy.
Both men played an integral role in the nation's fight for independence from Indonesia. And while these men dominate the field, four female candidates are also in the running for president for the first time. In the days and weeks leading up to this election, East Timor saw colorful campaigns where political stability, wildcard young voters, economic security, and dependence on oil and gas emerged as the dominant issues. First hammered by the pandemic, its economy took another hit last year when Cyclone Seroja struck, turning communities into wastelands. Political tensions between the two largest parties have also risen in recent years, leading to a political deadlock with the government failing to pass a budget. With an estimated 20% of citizens reaching the voting age of 17 and casting their ballot for the first time, the nation's youth will have a substantial say in what they want the future of East Timor to look like. If no candidate wins an outright majority, a runoff between the two top contenders will take place next month. Gillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.